Harper One and Harper Audio present Love That Story, Observations from a Gorgeously Queer Life by Jonathan Van Ness. Read by the author. Some names have been changed to protect people's privacy. To those who choose curiosity and compassion, loving themselves and asking for help should they ever lose their way. Now, where were we? My 31st trip around the sun brought on opportunities I had always dreamed of. I wrote a New York Times best-selling memoir. I sold out Radio City Music Hall on my first headlining stand-up comedy tour, and I was nominated for my second Emmy. I even got to realize my lifelong dream of learning to figure skate. It all seemed surreal, especially because in the years leading up to that 31st trip around the sun, I'd taken a very early detour onto Trauma Boulevard and later made a few pit stops on Sexual Compulsivity Lane and Hardcore Drug Use Road before finally exiting on the healing journey off-ramp I'm still on to this day. Sometimes my route feels more chaotic than Michelle Kwan's win at the 2000 World Figure Skating Championships, where she came back from third place to clinch her third world title. All to say, not everything works out the way we think it will, but that doesn't mean that our experience is anything less than valid. Only in hindsight can I see that I achieved my dreams because of, not in spite of, all the bumps in the road. I had to go through everything I did to get to where I am. I'm still learning and growing, but honestly, there's nothing about my life I would change. I find that my mind wants to categorize events past and present and put them into tidy little mental boxes. I think it's my brain trying to have a functional understanding so I can process that topic or experience, check it off on my list, and say, I get it. But I'm constantly trying to deepen my understanding of the world and acknowledge that good and bad can coexist and that we will never be able to just snap our fingers and put everything in its place. While a part of me has always been focused on getting somewhere better, I am always simultaneously looking for ways to try to engage and stay curious and connected about where I am in the process. To quote Kacey Musgraves, I have been happy and sad at the same time. And life just be like that sometimes. This felt especially true while writing my first book. In that process, I learned that writing a memoir is like figure skating. It looks effortless and beautiful from the outside, while in reality, you stretch thy groin so much that you nearly split yourself in half for the whole world to see. But in the iconic words of Whoopi Goldberg in Sister Act 2, if you wake up in the morning and you can't think of anything but singing first, then you're supposed to be a singer, girl. I can't sing, but every morning I woke up feeling inspired to express myself on the page and on the ice. Luckily, I was able to learn to do both, and I became a best-selling author. As for an Olympic figure skater, I'm still an Olympic-level figure skating fan. I knew I was in for a rough journey when I first decided to tell my story and over the top. Aside from figuring out the mental discipline required to actually sit myself down every single day and do the writing, a process that consisted of consuming countless cups of coffee, cannabis, and cinnamon streusel cakes from Trader Joe's before I could really hit my groove. I knew that in order to tell my truth accurately, I'd need to relive the most intense and hurtful moments I've ever experienced. If you haven't written a memoir yourself, just imagine going to therapy to discuss your deepest trauma every single morning for a year. Only there's no actual therapist there to help you process what you're sharing about yourself. I do have an amazing therapist, thank God. But with my sessions only happening once or twice a week, it felt like swallowing a couple of Advil after being run over daily by a Mack truck. Coming out very publicly about my HIV-positive status, surviving sexual abuse, and overcoming hardcore drug use was a healing yet harrowing experience. Luckily, I also had many joyful memories to write about. I hoped sharing my story would help other people going through similar hardships, and that helped balance out the nerve-wracking and painful parts. Still, by the time the final draft was completed and on its way to the printer, all I could think was, that was like wearing the skinniest stiletto heels ever, but I just got home and now I can take them off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?